USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A man is in custody after allegedly ramming his car into a security gate at an FBI office in Georgia. Video showing the car's front end smashed as it sits just inside the gate in a North Atlanta suburb. Officials say there are no injuries and the suspect has not been identified. After a five-year-long investigation, 41 people connected to the Jalisco New Generation Cartel have been charged for trafficking large amounts of cocaine, heroin, meth, and fentanyl into the United States, as well as for money laundering. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas, Alamdar Hamnani, announces a sprawling 50-count indictment from Houston.
Those charged are alleged to have sourced the drugs from Mexico, smuggled the drugs from Mexico across the border into the Southern District of Texas, into Houston, and into places like Atlanta, Pensacola, New Orleans, Nashville, and Chicago.
Members of the American intelligence community are suffering from Havana syndrome, a disease that often causes nausea, dizziness, and other symptoms following loud noises. Some of the victims of the disease are claiming it was caused by Russian intelligence. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller discusses these claims while at the State Department briefing.
It has been the broad conclusion of the intelligence community since March 2023 that is unlikely a foreign adversary is responsible for these anomalous health incidents. It's something that the intelligence community has investigated extensively and continues to look at.
NFL star Vontae Davis has died. Police saying the 35-year-old was found dead in a South Florida home Monday morning. Foul play is not suspected. Davis played for the Miami Dolphins, Indianapolis Colts, and Buffalo Bills. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Hamas is fighting to retake hospitals in Gaza. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking about the situation in the Middle East.
Hamas should not be operating out of hospitals. We have said that. We've said that over and over again. And putting civilians at risk. That's what we're seeing. And we are concerned by how Hamas appears. They appear to have been able to reconstitute in a hospital so quickly.
American and Israeli delegates spoke Monday about Israel's planned invasion of Rafah, Gaza's southernmost city. The United States has tried to dissuade Israel from invading Rafah, where over 1 million civilians could be sheltering. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson from the chamber's top job. And several House Republicans say it possible he could be removed after the House passed a government funding deal with mostly Democratic votes and without adequate time to review it. Tennessee Republican Congressman Tim Burchett shares why Green's motive, he believes, was completely unnecessary.
I think all we'd be doing was handing the gavel to Hakeem Jeffries if we took down Speaker Johnson. I think he's done his job accordingly to his numbers. Again, I don't agree on the funding for Ukraine, but I don't think that's something to throw him out of office on.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.